Thank you for listening to Grace for Eternity Church podcast, where we believe heal the home, heal the world.
All right, so if you're like me, you may have questions about 1 Corinthians 11:26. We're looking at the New King James Version, and I had some questions about it, so let's just open it up and discuss. So the Apostle Paul says that for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. He's talking about the communion elements, and he says by taking these communion elements, you and I are proclaiming the Lord's death. Now, the first question I had when I'm reading this, I'm going, okay, Paul, why didn't you say that communion or the elements, by taking those, we proclaim the Lord's resurrection? I mean, isn't it a miracle, the Lord's resurrection? I mean, isn't that the coolest part, is that he raised from the dead? And so I think the Apostle Paul was really digging deep into what the communion elements represent, where they're proclaiming not only did Jesus die the natural death, you and I died with Jesus the spiritual death. It's so important for you and I to take that communion when we're remembering Jesus, to remember that spiritually we died. Why is it so important? If you don't understand that you spiritually died when you gave your life to Jesus, then you'll easily forget that you live in Christ now in the resurrection. So the first comes first. The first things first is that you no longer live, but Christ lives in you. This is why we get baptized, because we're proclaiming that we were buried in Christ Jesus, and then we were raised to life with him. So the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you and I, and it gives life to our body. So the Spirit's in us. We're reminding ourselves that we died. And by the way, Jesus, the Hebrew says this, that Jesus died once and for all. So how many times does he have to die? Just once. How many times do you have to die? Just once. This idea that you're dying daily, that you need to go and die again. This is why communion is so important. I said that communion is so important because you need to remind yourself that it worked the first time, that you were buried with Christ Jesus. The old you is gone, and you are a new creation. The new you is righteous and holy because now you're one and you've been resurrected with Christ Jesus. But you can't get to the resurrection without the death and the burial of Christ Jesus. You can't skip to that part until you realize that the old you is gone. Man, this scripture is so powerful. I believe that many people rejected Jesus when he was going to do the natural things. What do I mean by that? I mean that when the supernatural miracles were happening, everyone was following Jesus. He had crowds of people. And when he went to the natural of suffering, then the crowds were gone. And so I think it's really important to take the natural of the bread and break it and remind yourself that you can have unity not only with Jesus, but with his body, other believers. And then to take that wine or that juice that represents the blood and remind yourself that your sins are forgiven. Remind yourself that you're righteous. Do this in remembrance of Jesus. And the Apostle Paul says that it will testify to his death. Come on, that's awesome. Dude, that's so cool. Okay, so let me ask you this. If we're testifying to his death with communion, with the elements, according to the Apostle Paul, hey, what are we testifying to his resurrection about? How would we say that he's alive? I believe there are many ways to testify that Jesus is alive. The way that we love other believers testifies. The Bible says that they will know you're my disciples by your love for one another. How you treat other children of God speaks volumes to the world that he's alive. By giving generously to the head of the church, which is Jesus, by giving to the body of Christ, that says that he's alive. If you believed that he wasn't alive, you wouldn't give to the head of the church. You wouldn't give to the body of Christ. Why? Because he's still dead. But he's not dead. He's alive. And so by your giving, 2 Corinthians 8 says it's an act of grace. Your generosity to the body of Christ is an act of grace. And we give generously, not only to the body of Christ, we give generously in our entire life. Our whole life is unto the Lord. But I like what the Bible says. It says, do especially good to the household of faith. Why? Because they're going to know that you're his disciple, and they're going to know that he's alive by your love for one another. Man, this is good. So I just like discovering things in the Word. I like taking communion when I remember it. I think it's not as difficult as we make it. A lot of religion can't stand the natural. In other words, they wouldn't like it that, you know, that Jesus took the two fish and the five loaves, the natural part. They wouldn't give that because they would say that's too little. But once you take the natural and you give it to Jesus, he makes it supernatural. He makes it to where it can feed the 5,000. He makes it to where it's supernatural. He can take mud and saliva and make it a mixture, that natural, and then apply it to a blind man, and the blind man can see. And so communion looks so natural. It's like, okay, well, why would I take this little cracker, which oftentimes doesn't taste that great. And we have to make this big production out of it. I can only take communion if I'm in the church. Or no. He said, do this in remembrance of me. He made it so simple because every home or every restaurant has bread. Every restaurant has some type of juice or wine, or, you know, I just think we take things and we make them so difficult. Where Jesus gave us a simple solution. The two fish and the five loaves were simple. The stones that David picked up were very simple. What Jesus does is he tells you to look around. What do you have in your hands? And he's going to make it simple on our part. And then he brings to the natural the supernatural. So we put our faith in Christ Jesus when we're taking communion, that it will bring life to our body. Why? Is it because the bread's magical? No. It's because Jesus is supernatural, and we're putting our faith in him. Man, I hope this is encouraging you. I love taking communion. Sometimes I'll be at a Mexican food restaurant, and I'll take a tortilla chip and break it in half, and I'll just remind myself that the body that was broken, and I'll remind myself that I can have unity, that I do have unity with Christ Jesus, that him and I are one. 1 John 4 says that as Jesus is, so are you in this world. Do you see yourself as one with Christ Jesus? The first things first, proclaim his death, that you no longer live, but Christ lives in you. You were buried with him, and now you're alive with him. Both matter. Both testify. One testifies to death, and then living your life in love testifies that he's alive.
Thank you for listening to Grace for Eternity Church podcast, where we believe heal the home, heal the world.